A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham at the oak of Mamre while he was sitting by the entrance of the tent during the hottest part of the day. He looked up, and there he saw three men standing near him. As soon as he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to meet them and bowed to the ground. "My Lord," he said, "I beg you, if I find favor with you, kindly, do not pass your servant by. A little water shall be brought. You shall wash your feet and lie down under the tree. Let me fetch a little bread, and you shall refresh yourselves before going further. That is why you have come in your servant's direction." They replied, "Do as you say." Abraham hastened to the tent to find Sarah. "Hurry," he said, "knead three bushels of flour and make loaves." Then, running to the cattle, Abraham took a fine and tender calf and gave it to the servant, who hurried to prepare it. Then, taking cream, milk, and the calf he had prepared, he laid all before them, and they ate while he remained standing near them under the tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "She is in the tent," he replied. Then his guest said, "I shall visit you again next year without fail, and your wife will then have a son." The word of the Lord.
The just will live in the presence of the Lord. The just will of the Lord. Lord, who shall dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart. The just will live in the presence of the does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. The just will live in the presence of the Lord. He who keeps his word, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. The just will live in the presence of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. It makes me happy to suffer for you as I'm suffering now, and in my body to do what I can to make up for all that has still to be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the church. I became the servant of the church when God made me responsible for delivering God's message to you. The message, which was a mystery hidden for generations and centuries, has now been revealed to his saints. It was God's purpose to reveal it to them and to show all the rich glory of this mystery to pagans. The mystery is Christ among you, your hope of glory. This is the Christ we proclaim. This is the wisdom in which we thoroughly train everyone and instruct everyone to make them all perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who sat down at the Lord's feet and listened to him speaking. Now Martha, who was distracted with all the serving, said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister is leaving me to do all the serving all by myself? Please tell her to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha," he said, "you worry and fret about so many things, and yet few are needed. Indeed, only one. It is Mary who has chosen the better part. It is not to be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends, today actually the Gospel is a biblical puzzle. Martha, Mary. I don't know who is better. Some say Martha is good. Some say Mary. But some single man in a Bible study group were discussing who would make the better wife, Martha or Mary. One fellow said, "Yes, well, I think Martha would make the better wife, because Martha surely knew how to cook very well." Another man said, "No, I think Mary would make the better wife. She was always so listening, caring, and loving. I could be very happy married to a woman like Mary." But finally, another fellow settled the argument when he said, "Well, I would like to marry both of them. I would like Martha for 1 week and Mary for the next week. So the problem is solved." Today, really, the gospel challenges us. The listening Mary and the active spirit of Martha. Lazarus and Martha and Mary were good friends of Jesus. Actually, the Bethany, located 2 miles near to Jerusalem. According to the Gospel, Jesus visited, the Gospel of John says, Jesus visited 8 times Jerusalem. And Jesus said to Martha and Mary, "This is the last time I am going to visit you, because I am going to be crucified in Jerusalem." Therefore, they prepared a very delicious meal, or even the last farewell meal for Jesus. That was the background of the discourse. And the gospel says, action without listening causes murmuring or problem in our life. We need listening, Martha, and we need a serving, Martha, and the listening, Mary. Martha has become the action-oriented, and the Mary, a responsible one who hears. But Jesus quite often in the Bible says, we need to hear before we act. Human love begins at home, and it begins with the listening. The more one listens, the more love grows. The less one listens, the less love there is. Mother Teresa once said, "All we need is to find God, and He cannot be found in noise and restlessness." God is a friend of silence. Friends, this is a holiday time. We need to listen by reading, meditating, and just sitting. Somebody once said that the lives of people these days can be summed up in three words: hurry, worry, and bury. Sometimes we all have the, I would say, Martha syndrome. I also have worried about many things. That is called the Martha syndrome. Martha was very practical and efficient, but she was a person of complaining, anxiety, and unbelief. We need to trust in God. We need to put everything in the morning into the hands of Jesus. But what Mary did is, she sought Jesus first. This can be called Mary's solution: quiet, peaceful, and prayerful. Martha was concerned about, what shall we eat? What shall I do today? What shall I do tomorrow? What's about my family? What the question? So many questions in front of us, which we cannot answer. But Mary said, "I am not looking at the problem, but I am looking at the solution in front of me. Look at Jesus. He, and listen to him, he will give you solution." Before we act something, just a moment, ask Jesus, "What should I do? What would be?" Then he will give answer. Since so many things we have to do, we cannot be in silence. A very pious man blamed his friend for not observing the Sabbath. He said, "My friend, why are you still working always? God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested." And his friend replied, "Well, God is so lucky. He finished his work on the sixth day while mine is not yet finished. That's why I have to continue working." That would not be the answer. The real answer, we all need serenity, calmness, quiet, and a listening. Today the gospel teaches we must give a higher priority to listen others before we do something. We can so easily get the Martha syndrome because there is always so much work to do. But let's not be like Martha, who got distracted with much serving. Rather, today we take a decision. At least today, we listen rather than we act. We just listen our family members, couples, children. Let them speak today. Tomorrow we shall act. Amen.